You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Monday, September 29th, annual winter water level reduction is scheduled to begin, weather pending, on the Phillips chain of Long Lake, Wilson Lake, Elk Lake, and DeRoy Lake, which will be drawn down 8 to 10 inches, along with Solberg Lake and Sailor Creek flowage, which will be drawn down 6 inches. These water level reductions are expected to be reached by October 1st, and these overwinter drawdowns are done to prevent shoreline degradation, control aquatic invasives, and provide water storage capacity to mitigate spring flooding. Levels will return to normal in the spring as the snow melts. If you have any questions or concerns, you're invited to contact the Highway Department's main office at 715-339-3081, extension 5. Saturday, August 30th, from 8:30 in the morning to 9:30 in the morning, it's Yoga in the Park over at Copper Falls State Park. You're invited to enjoy gentle yoga on the shore of beautiful Loon Lake. Bring a mat and dress for the temperature. Park in the Red Granite / Loon Lake Beach parking area and follow the paved path to the beach. This is free and sponsored by the Friends of Copper Falls State Park, and a park sticker is required to enter the park. In case of rain, you're invited to meet at the Reservable Pavilion. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. over on the shores of Loon Lake at Copper Falls State Park. Recently, a bat tested positive for rabies in northeast Wisconsin, prompting public health officials to remind residents to be safe. Lisa Hale reports.
Amanda Hilderman, the communications specialist for Outagamie County Public Health Division, said every year about 30 rabid bats are discovered in the state.
There's no need for widespread panic, but this is just a great opportunity to remind people that it is so important to make sure that your pets especially are up to date on their rabies vaccinations. It's the law, and it also is one of the reasons that we don't have the issues that other countries have with dogs contracting rabies.
Rabies is a fatal but preventable viral disease that most often spreads to people and pets through a bite or scratch of an infected animal.
Bats also leave tiny little scratch marks or tiny little bite marks that you can't see. So unless you know for sure we're not exposed to the bat, you need to make sure that you can safely capture it and then call public health.
While human rabies is rare in the United States, this serves as a reminder to protect both people and pets. Hildeman gives a few tips.
Don't touch bats. Don't touch wild animals. Don't attract wild animals to your home. You cover your garbage can securely. Don't leave food outside.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that so far in 2025, there have been 19 reported positive rabies results in bats in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has unfortunately confirmed additional cases of measles in Oconto County, which is indicating community spread. All Wisconsinites are urged to check their vaccination status and take steps to protect yourself and your family. Measles is extremely contagious and may continue to spread throughout the state. You can get details at dhs.wisconsin.gov and also find more information about measles and check your status there. Thursday, September 16th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., you're invited to recycle your electronics for free over on County Road B in Hayward. This is a free electronic recycling event, which allows you to dispose of your electronics safely and responsibly. This is held in partnership with Sawyer County's Clean Sweep. Other vendors will also be on site to accept household hazardous waste, medications, and sharps. A full list of the things that can be accepted is available online. Under the event listing, which is titled, Recycle Your Electronics for Free, Open to the Public. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, September 16th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. over on 14655 West County Road B in Hayward. The water may have receded, but the struggles continue in Milwaukee. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
About 3,500 homes have been assessed for property damage after the soaking storm caused flooding in Milwaukee. And about half of those houses are reported as destroyed or severely damaged. The American Red Cross says that's the biggest thing that they're dealing with right now.
We have about 100 American Red Cross workers. I would say probably around 80 or so volunteers that are in Milwaukee and Southeast Wisconsin helping to support relief efforts.
That's Jennifer Warren, the Regional Communications Director for Red Cross of Wisconsin. She says a number of volunteers are still delivering cleanup kits throughout these neighborhoods that were hit hardest with over 10 inches of rain.
We have handed out more than 10,000 emergency relief supplies to over 2,500 households.
They're also working at the shelter set up at Milwaukee Marshall High School, providing hot meals and a place for people to stay and sleep.
They can come in if they just want to charge their cell phone, if they just want to have a meal.
Relief supplies and emotional support is also being offered there. And officials say cleanup could take months. The Milwaukee County County Executive says preliminary damage estimates exceed $34 million. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time with myself, going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but the only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a 6th-round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 4-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny, and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026, with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right, Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mic podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clashed after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and comfortably cool today. We'll get to around 64, 65 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. It could be a little frosty. We're going to drop into the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.